Praise once again to you in Jesus' name. Precious Redeemer, we ask that you have your way today in Jesus' name. Being the first Saturday on the 1st of May 2021, we ask Almighty God that may your blessing rest on us in Jesus' name. The blessings attached to this month of May, may we receive it in full in Jesus' name. Thank you once again. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Please be seated in Jesus' name. Tell the person beside you, Happy New Month in Jesus' name. Happy New Month in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. At the same time, welcome to summer. Amen. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, by the grace of God, our message is more or less like a discussion.
الرسالة بتاعنا يعني بيعتمد على النقاش أكثر حاجة.
It's more or less like a question and answer.
عبارة عن أسئلة وأجوبة.
It's more or less of understanding the scripture very well.
يعني هو بيختص إن نفهم الكتاب.
My prayer for you is that may the Lord Almighty speak to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to go quickly to the book of Proverbs chapter 4.
خلينا نمشي في أمثال 4.
Proverbs chapter 4,
أربعة,
we are going to read verse 20 of it. The Bible says, my son,
بيقول, يا ابني,
pay attention to my words and be willing to learn. Open your ears to my saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My son, my daughter, he says to us, pay attention. God is telling you and I today to pay attention to something very important. And what is that? Say his words.
And
pay attention to his words. What is the next thing you have to do? You must be willing
لازم يكون عندنا رغبه عشان نتعلم.
And he said, open your ears to my saying.
لأقوال
الله. Tell the person beside you today, open your ears and hear what you have to do.
واسمع كلام الرب.
Open your ears and listen to what you want to tell.
واسمع الرب اللي داير بنفسه.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, open your ears to my saying.
Today,
by the grace of God, we are talking about incline my heart.
يعني إن تردد.
Inclines my heart.
تردد قلبا.
To your words.
لكلمة عربة.
Inclines my heart.
تجيب قلبا.
To your words.
لكلمة عربة.
Hallelujah. God is speaking to you today. There's so many things we need to understand about this word. What is this word? This word itself is God. There's power in this word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you pay attention to his word, when you incline your ears to his word, hallelujah, you will be willing to hear what he has to say to you. A man that inclines his ears to God's word is ready to hear from God. When you incline to the word of God, his word will sharpen your life. When you incline your ears to the word of God, the word of God will bring health to your
bones.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Beloved, putting your ears to his word, putting your heart to his word,
will
give you a healthy life. Because it is what that will go that goes inside of you that will produce what comes at the outside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says being inclined to the word of God,
not
to be inclined, is to do something, is to look forward, is to be attentive to what is about to happen. Hallelujah. Inclining to the word of God brings favor to our lives. We are going to read that same proverb again. This time we're going to go from verse 20 to 27. He says, my son, pay attention to my words and be willing to learn. Open your ears to my saying. Verse 21 says what? Keep them in the center of where? In the center of where? In the center of your heart. In Isaiah 22. It says, for they are life to those who find them. And healing and health to all their flesh.
They
did not stop there. In verse 23. He says, if you watch over your heart. From it flows the springs of life.
Continue
to say, God, put away from you
a blind,
and put divorce leaves far from you. He continues again. He says, let your eyes look directly ahead towards the path of moral courage. And let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you towards the path of integrity. He continues and says, consider well and watch carefully the path of your feet. And all your ways will be steadfast and sure. In that said, in verse 27, do not turn away to the right, not to the left. The evil may last. Turn your feet from the path of evil. Beloved, he says, incline your word, incline your heart.
Not difficult
to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Secondly, go to verse 20 of it. In verse 20 again, he says, what? My son, when you pay attention to my word, he says, I'm willing to learn and open your ears to my saying. Beloved, when we're talking about inclining your heart to the word of God, there's so many things in this world that is meant for you and for me is to build our life, is to strengthen our life. But the problem is this: many of us are deviated. We are not inclining our ears, we are not inclining our hearts to that world. In
Proverbs,
he said the path of life is inside here. The path of life is inside here. Health is inside here. Prosperity is inside here. Open doors is inside here. Whatever you are looking for is inside here. How can you get this thing? You must incline your heart. You must be willing to move. You must be willing to obey. Open your ears and carry out these instructions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved,
Amen.
Incline your hearts.
Amen.
Incline your hearts to the word of God. Incline your hearts to the word of God. His word is life. His word is active. Let us see what it tells us again. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, from verse 1 of it, it says, everyone who tests, come to the waters, and you have no money, come buy bread and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Simply accept it as a gift from God.
In verse 2
said, what? Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your earning for what does not satisfy? He says here, incline your heart to me. Incline your ears to me. Listen to me. What are you spending on what will not bring life? Why are you spending on things that's not going to help you? He said, come to me, I will give you everything that you need. Incline that heart to me. Incline your heart to Israel. He says, listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And the soul delights in abundance. In verse 3 said what? Incline your ear to listen and come to me here so that your soul will live and I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercy
and
promise and show to David. After everything, what did you say? Incline your ears. Incline your heart. Incline your ears to His word. Incline your ears to His word. Beloved, are you hearing from Him? What are you feeding your heart? What are you feeding your spirit? What are you feeding your soul? Are they healthy? Are they making you grow well? Are they destroying you? He said what? Incline your ears to me. Incline your ears to me. He said, listen carefully. Listen carefully to me. Your father is saying to you and I today, listen carefully. Jehovah is saying, listen carefully. He says, open your ears. I want to speak to you. I want to tell you something. Look what he said in verse 1 of it. Everyone, that is you, that is me, we all, he said, what? That is testing.
Come.
I don't have money.
Say,
I don't need your money. You just come. Take it. Free of charge. I'm giving it to you as a gift from me. All I need from you. Listen to me. Incline your ears, beloved. Incline your ears, beloved. May God help us in Jesus' name. As the Lord help you and I in Jesus' name. Beloved, are you inclining your ears to God? Are you inclining your heart to Him? Are you feeding your heart with good words? What are you feeding yourself with? Is it a healthy word? Or is it a destructive word? Incline your ears. Incline your heart to the word of God. See the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. The Bible says, Lord, and so faith comes from hearing. And faith comes from what? From hearing. What is told and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message concerning Christ. It says what? And faith comes by hearing. That is to say, you must be ready to hear. You must be willing to hear. You must be willing to hack into His voice. He wants to speak to your heart. He wants to tell you what to do. He wants to direct your path. But the question is this: we are so crowded. Our mind is packed with so many things that we have closed the voice of God in our heart. Jehovah wants to speak to you. God wants to speak to you. He is still speaking to you today. All what you and I need to do, we all need to incline our ears to Him. We must be willing to hear from Him. We must fill our heart with the word of God. He said something very important. Something very, very important. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16, he says, what? Your words we have found. Your words we have found. And what did I do? I ate them. And your words became what? A joy to who? To me. And the delight of what? Of my heart. For I have been called by what? Your name, O Lord God of hosts. I have found your word.
God, begin to come.
I have found your word. I didn't read your word, but I ate your word. Hallelujah. The difference between reading
and eating.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you read, you get knowledge. But when you eat, it gives you strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah said, I saw the word. And I know your word is life. And I know your word is joy. And there's peace in your word. So what did I do? I choose not to read the word. I decided to eat your word. I ate your word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
Beloved,
I say,
don't restrict the word.
Don't
restrict the word. Eat the word. So you can find joy. So you can find joy for your soul. So you can find delight for your heart. The reason why? You are called by His name.
Tell the person
beside you, I am called by the name of God. I am called by the name of God. Tell the person beside you, I will eat the word of God so I can find joy to my soul. I will eat the word of God so I can find peace in my soul. I will eat the word of God so I might find delight to my soul. Beloved, he says, what eats the word? He ate the word. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What is stopping you from inclining your ears?
This should be what give again at the middle.
What is stopping you from giving your heart totally to Christ? Ezekiel said something very important. Why should you die? Why must you die foolishly? What Jehovah asks of you is not to incline your ear to Him. See in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 11, he says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord of
hosts,
I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, for
your
father, that the wicked be turned from his ways.
Turn back.
Repentance from what, from your evil ways. Why should you die?
O
house of Israel. Beloved, he does not desire you. He does not. God is not happy that you and I should die in our ignorance. How you are going to come out of that mess is inside this world. How you are going to be happy is inside this world. How will you find peace in your home is inside this world. So why must you die out of ignorance? Beloved, all you need, all I need is to be inclined. Open your ears wide and hear what He wants to tell you. And open your heart to receive the word. Beloved, God is talking to you and I say, why must we die? Why must we, out of ignorance, come out of it? Give Him your heart. Give Him your all. Give Him everything. Incline your heart totally to Him. Let Him lead you. Let Him lead you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to talk to you. I found something very important. In the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3.
The queen Talata.
I want to get in the house. I want us to read from verse 22 to 24. I want someone to have something, please. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 to 24. Hallelujah. Amen.
Genesis chapter 3.
Yes. 22 to 24.
22 says, And the Lord God said,
Behold,
the man is become as one.
Behold, the man has become what man?
One of the old. To know good and evil.
Yes.
And now,
Lest
he put forth his And take also the tree of life. And eat.
And live forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you verse 23?
23. Therefore, the Lord God sent me forth from the garden of Eden.
Yes.
To till the ground.
From
where he was taken. 24.
Yes.
So he drove out the man. And he placed at the east of the garden of Eden. And flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse 22. It says what?
Because you know.
And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Knowing how to distinguish between good and evil. He might stretch out his hand and take from the tree of life and eat its fruit and live in this holy, sinful condition forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something I want to bring out here. If we look carefully, the Bible says what? And man has become like what, sir? One of us. Who is that one of us? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Ghost. That is to say, the day man eats the fruit, man has the authority over life. Man has power to control things. Hallelujah. Now, in our sense, what? He knows what is good and what is evil. That is to say, when a man inclines his ear to the word of God, whatever he says here to man, without doubting in his heart, it will come to pass. Because why? Authority is in his hand. Authority is his power. He has the power to do and to do. That is why God says, leave the garden of Eden. You are not like us. You have the power like us. The one that makes us different from God. He is God. And we are human. God will live forever. We will die. But there is something that we possess together. The same authority. Giving man that authority. And that is telling us right now, incline your word, incline your ears, incline your heart to my word, and live forever. It's all about you. Incline your ears to his word, and say the word out of your mouth. Beloved, are we in the house together? In the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. Hallelujah. The Bible says what? I am writing about what exists from the beginning. What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have heard, what we have looked at and touched with our hands. Concerning the word of life, the one who existed even before the beginning of the world, Christ. Look at what he said in verse 2. He says, and the life, an aspect of his being, was manifested, and we have seen. It is eyewitnesses and testify and declare to you the life, the eternal life, who was already existing with the Father and was actually what actually made what visible to us, his followers. Look at what he said in verse 3. He says, what we have seen and have heard, we also proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship as partners with us, and indeed our fellowship, which is the distinguishing mark of a born again believer, is what? With the Father and his Son, which is who? Jesus Christ. Who is this Jesus Christ? He was the Word. Hallelujah. The Word came and became a flesh.
And he's
telling you and I today, listen to that word. Listen to that word. Because when you listen to that word, your path will be directed. Are we in the house together? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
And all the time. Look at what they say in the book of 119 verse 11. He said what in verse 11? 119 verse 11. He says, your word have I treasured and stored in my heart that I may not sin. There's so many reasons why we need to incline our ear to the word of God. There's so many reasons why we have to incline our ear to the Lord of God. One of the main reasons why we have to do that, we must rely on the word. Hallelujah. You must. It's a must. If you want to incline your ear to the word of God, what must you do? Must rely on the word of God. Hallelujah. Number two of it. Number two, a confidence about the word. Be confident about the word. Because the word of God is living and is active. The word of God is living and is active. Beloved, incline your ear to his word. And the third point of it, what must we do? Act diligent to eat instructions. See the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. It says what? Do not let unwholesome fools, profound, worthless, vulgar words ever comes out of where? Of your mouth. But only such speech as is good for building up others according to the needs and the occasions, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. Hallelujah. The word of God. Incline your ears. Incline your heart. Ask diligently to that word. Because the word will tell you what to do. It will give you an instruction on how to move. It will give you an instruction on how to live your life. See what he says in the book of James. James chapter 1, verse 22. He says what? But prove yourself, doers of the word, actually and continually obeying God's word, precepts, and not many listeners who hears the word but fail to what? Internalize what it means, deducing yourself by unsound word, contrary to what? To the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Be the doers of the word. Not just listener alone. Be a doers of it. Beloved, when you live according to the word, when you allow his word to lead your path, when you allow his word to direct your steps, you will not make mistakes in life. He says, be a hearer and a doer. Don't just hear alone and walk away. Or be a doer of it. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. We are about to pray right here. Proverbs 18, verse 21. It says, what? Death and life and the power of the tongue. And those who love it and refuse it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their word. Hallelujah. Like I said today, today's message is more or less like a teaching. Tell me what you need to do. How you need to apply your life. How you need to apply the word. He said there's life in your mouth. There's death in your mouth. Which one are you going to use? Which one are you using? Choice remain in your hand. The choice remain in my hand. All I ask of you tonight, all I ask for you today, is to hearken to the voice of God. Is to hearken to the voice of God. Hearken to his voice. Be obedient to his voice. Beloved, rely totally in the word of God. Rely totally in the word of God. Be confident about the word of God. Be confident about the word of God. And finally, beloved, act diligently. Act wisely. Act wisely. To his instructions. He will speak to you. Do what he is asking you to do. Don't harden your heart. Let us pray. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for a time like this. We appreciate your name. We return all the praise to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, for your word is living and active. Precious Redeemer, in this very month of May, help us, Lord, to incline our ears to your word. Help us to incline our ears to your word. Help us to incline our hearts to your teaching. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we are willing to obey your voice. Wherever you send us, or whatever you say we should do, we are willing to carry it out according to your instructions. Lord, whenever you speak, always give us instructions of what to do. My Father and my God, I pray today that your children, Lord, in the house today, help us to be the hearer and the doer of thy word. In the name of Jesus, my Father and my God, help us, Lord, to incline our ears. Help us to incline our hearts to thy word. In the name of Jesus, in this month of May, let there be a blessing as we listen to your voice, as we obey your instructions. Lead us to our testimonies in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank thank you, because we know now how to answer our prayers. From Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.